You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney couple Abby Hutchinson and Simon D'Souza have never lost sight of their dream for home ownership.
Getting to that end goal of stepping in the door at the first time is just going to be absolutely priceless, that we can walk in as the four of us, as a family of four. You know, we've gone through a lot in the last couple of years, as a lot of people have as well. But it's been a long time in the running, you know, all the saving, the sacrificing.
But it hasn't been easy. They've had to beg and borrow from family.
I don't think it should be this hard. I think there definitely should be more help out there for people like us. You know, we're in our mid-30s. We've worked all our lives. We're very fortunate. We've got families that can help us. We can live with our family whilst we save. So we're the lucky ones.
A parliamentary report into the home supply in Australia agrees, finding all levels of government need to fix the housing affordability problem. Report author Jason Falinski says Australian house prices are a key issue for the upcoming federal election.
Sydney and Melbourne are now in the top five least affordable housing markets in the world. This report makes it clear that we can keep talking about taxes, or we can try and solve the problem by increasing supply. Because at the very heart of this nation is a dream that each of us gets to own their own home.
But CoreLogic's Head of Research Australia, Eliza Owen, says Australians' relationship with real estate is changing.
There are going to be less and less people who can own a home in the current system that we have. Where that becomes a problem is where home ownership is the path to a stable, comfortable retirement.
But with demand far outstripping supply, finding a place to call home has never been so difficult. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia needs more homes to be developed.
There's no doubt that in any housing market, whether you're here in Kalgoorlie or up in Kununurra or over in the suburbs of Sydney and Melbourne, getting more houses built is what takes the pressure off housing prices.
One of the report's key findings centres on the need to increase urban density in Australian cities. It also calls for local and state governments to deliver more affordable dwellings and emergency housing, and for first home buyers to be allowed to use their superannuation assets as security for home loans. The report also recommends ditching stamp duty and replacing it with a broad-based land tax. But some economists, like Sol Eslake, believe this doesn't go far enough.
In my view, they ought to abolish negative gearing and reduce the capital gains tax discount for property and other investors. And in my view, that would reduce the competition which would be home buyers face from investors every time they seek to purchase a home for their own, because property investors in effect get their interest expenses subsidised through the tax system in a way that prospective home purchasers don't.
Some are calling for even broader national conversation about housing. Kate Colvin from the national campaign Everybody's Home says whether it's home ownership or rental, every Australian deserves somewhere safe and secure to live.
The key element around the word home is that concept of security. And that's something that's missing for so many Australians, because housing, whether it's in rental or home ownership, has gotten out of reach because costs have increased so fast. So it's time we have a national housing strategy to really deal with those issues and see some federal leadership to make sure that everybody in Australia can have a home.
Australians looking to federal government for key solutions as they head to the polls in May. Brooke Young, SBS News.